And we call it a Make Us Laugh Monday. If you've got a joke, we'd love to hear it. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. I think, Jason Cairns, we could all stand to smile and laugh a little more, huh?
Yeah, I think we need a Make Us Laugh Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, one thing I have decided is that, and I don't know why I haven't done this earlier, but we say if there's one word that this show is, this 5 minutes would be known by, is a five-letter word you created called Ludio. Love, up, down, in, out. I mean, love itself is good. Agape is the Greek word that was rarely used, that Paul dug up to use in the New Testament for God's unconditional love. But here is my declaration, is that from this point forward, like to the election and beyond, we will exit this show with a song about love. So there we go. I've probably promised that before, but I'm going to mean it this time.
Sounds great. I like that idea.
All right. So how was your weekend?
It was good. Nothing. I mean, I had breakfast with you on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Breakfast or coffee with my friend Josh on Sunday. Otherwise, fairly unexciting weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I had a lot going on. Friday night was great. We went to, it was a Fierce Freedom event, and the folks who hosted have their own wood-fired pizza oven. And so that was a treat.
That's definitely a treat.
That was a lot of fun. And then dashing down to Madison to get Peggy on Saturday, so she's back, and trying to get herself back on, you know, Central Time, if you will.
Sure.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, well, another assassination attempt yesterday. Thank God nobody was killed or injured, but it's crazy times in this country, huh?
You know, I miss those days when you had to find news pieces to share, you know, because there was not something so extreme happening all of the time.
Uh-huh.
And I long for those days when we heard about the farm report instead of more shots, more gunshots.
The
more
old Anne Murray song, Good News, you know, tell me about the person who's helping somebody else. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hmm. I missed that.
I did have a post on Facebook Saturday that got a lot of love.
Yeah, I saw it. What remind me what it said?
Yeah, it said, let's ask each day if we're living from fear or love. 1 John 4 twice says God is love, and perfect love casts out all fear. Galatians 5 says the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Let's live love.
Yeah. Again, that's such a big theme throughout the Bible, is this becoming more loving persons. You know, and I think each of us have to ask that regularly. What does it look like? What does it mean to love well in the world? And because, you know, it's a great word, but we have to also think about what does it look like with flesh on and to live that way.
All right, we got four verses from Acts 8, 14 through 17 today. We're approaching the conversion of Paul here in the not-too-distant future in this section, so go ahead.
Sure, it says, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the people of Samaria had accepted God's message, they sent Peter and John there. As soon as they arrived, they prayed for these new believers to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, for they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands upon these believers, and they received the Holy Spirit.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those four verses in Acts 8 this way. Word reached the apostles in Jerusalem that the Samaritans had received my word, and the church sent Peter and John to visit them. They laid their hands on the Samaritan believers and prayed that I would send my spirit. Final thought.
My final thought is, why did I not go further with that? I mean, that would have been a section where I could have gone much more deeply into what does it look like to live as a spirit-filled person. And I think it ties into what we were talking about earlier, that we become people of love.
Uh-huh.
You know, that we let this loving spirit guide and influence how we interact with the world.
Love, it's the first fruit and it's the highest gift. So good stuff.
Amen.
Thank you, friend. Have a great Monday, our friend Jason Cairns, the brains of this operation, and the CCM artist world. We have a birthday today. Mark Schultz. Mark Schultz turning 54 today. I remember seeing him in concert. Was it like November of 2020, I want to say? Yeah, it was the COVID year, and we were coming out of COVID, and Northern Lakes Community with his concert. So many great songs. He was a great storyteller of contemporary Christian music for so long. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show. This is the official music of our visit with stand-up comic and pastor Drew Fralick in the great state of Michigan. Hey, sorry about the Lions loss yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. But, you know, the Lions season is a lot like this segment. If you keep your expectations low, you will enjoy yourself and enjoy the ride. And if you try to, if you're expecting a lot out of us, like the Magna Carta or some sophisticated thing, then, you know.
Yeah, expectations. Yeah, that's I hear you on that. Yeah.
Expectations.
Right, right.
You know what I'm trying to say, Mark.
Yeah, expectations. Set it low. But, you know, I think that we want to live, you're going to take us off in a whole nother direction. Let's go to the listener jokes this morning. They want to share these. Some have texted them. Some have left it in their own voice. And so, let's see here. Who's, we're going back here. All right, that was from, we got Virginia,
going
I guess.
Going deep into the vault there, Mark.
Well, we got Virginia and Rice Lake. She says, a joke for you for Make Us Laugh Monday. This came even last night at 5. She said, here we go. One hen was telling the other hen a joke. The hen laughed and said, wow, you sure are a comedy hen. A comedy hen.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So feel free.
It's a good opener.
Yeah, okay. Here's another one. This is in the listener's own voice, so I don't have to try to see if I botch it. Here we go.
Well, good morning, you all. This is for your Monday morning antics. How do you like that? What kind of iron is never used for pressing clothes? An 8-iron.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Some golf humor this morning.
Oh, golf. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep. An 8-iron. So feel
now,
free.
Now, hold on. Technically, could you use an 8-iron to iron a shirt? I think it's been done before.
You're going
like to mess. In a pinch.
You're going to mess with her joke?
It's just a little analysis.
All right.
You know?
This segment may be
by the way, can I say one more thing, Mark?
Yeah.
So I love how our show, to the people, it's Monday morning antics, I believe. I think that's the broad three.
The whole idea of Make Us Laugh Monday, maybe she's viewing it that way. But the people feel honored and privileged to have a professional stand-up.
That's great.
But here is Doug. Let's listen to him.
Yes, this is Doug from St. Creek. I just wanted to let you know I went and saw my doctor on Friday. And while I'm getting up in years, I was complaining about my arthritis. And she said, because you're getting so old, it's not arthritis. It's early signs of rigor mortis setting in.
Ouch.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That one's painful.
Whoa, that went dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was darker than my turning 60 that I cannot die young anymore. So, okay.
Yeah, he took it there. My goodness, that was okay.
Okay, so let's see. Two items to close with here. You've been reading a book about humor and faith a little bit. So,
yeah, so let me tell you about this book. If people love Make Us Laugh Monday, they'll love this book. It's called Between Heaven and Mirth.
Okay.
It's by James Martin.
Uh-huh.
And I think the subtext is something like how laughter, joy, and something else are part of the spiritual life.
Okay.
But it's basically about how just because you're spiritual doesn't mean you don't laugh and have joy.
You know?
In fact, it's a mark of a mature Christian.
Okay.
It's a very interesting book. So I was going to share one joke from that book.
All right.
If we have like 1 minute left.
Go for it.
So this young guy, he goes into a monastery. He's going to become a monk. And the abbot says, hey, you only get to say 2 words every 5 years. It's not going to be easy. But good luck. And so the young man nods and walks off. He comes back 5 years later, and the abbot says, hey, great job. You made it 5 years. Now you can say 2 words. And the young man says, food cold. And the abbot goes, oh, you know what? I knew it. I knew the food. I knew the food wasn't warm. You know, I'm so sorry. We are going to fix that right away. I apologize about that. And the young man walks off. He comes back 5 years later, and the abbot says, well, good for you. You made it a whole 10 years. You can say 2 more words. And the young man says, bed hard. And the abbot says, oh, you know, I knew it. I knew the beds were too hard. You know what? We're going to replace those. I apologize. We'll fix that. And the young man walks off, and he comes back 5 years later, and he says, young man, you made it 15 years. You get 2 more words. What do you want to say? And he says, I'm leaving. And the abbot says, well, I'm not surprised. You haven't done anything but complain since you got here.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's decent.
All right.
I got a little chuckle of it.
Good talking with you, Drew. We'll check in with you again next week, and people will try to get the even better material. Weekend recap, Halvo and Caleb, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and a Make Us Laugh Monday. And starting with me Friday night, Fierce Freedom is an organization I volunteer with. Get a chance to co-host the podcast with the executive director, Cap Morgan, many times. And so some of their supporters were invited out to some wonderful hosts in Fall Creek had us in. They have their own wood fire pizza oven. And so it's that was fantastic and a great gathering. Enjoyed that. Appreciate that. And then Saturday, manning the table for Teamwork Africa. My wife was still traveling back at that point from Liberia. And so with Elena, one of our newest staff members here at WIB, we were there at the Fall Festival downtown Eau Claire. A little shower in the morning, and then it was pretty good weather, very good crowd the rest of the day. And then had a chance to go to Madison to pick up Peggy, thanks to Grace, who made the trek Madison to Chicago to get her. And she's back with us, trying to recoup after all that jet lag.
Yeah, I bet. Busy weekend. Uh-huh. So Friday night, I was out broadcasting a game in River Falls. So that led to a pretty late night, pretty early Friday night to Saturday morning wake-up call for me. But got up, got a little exercise on Saturday morning, and did some shopping, some errands. But really kind of the highlight of our Saturday was going to the brand-new Culver's in Chippewa Falls. Thank you so much to the owners there for inviting us over. It's kind of a test out day, a friends and family day, so the crew members getting ready for their grand opening, which is today, and so they invited us in for a free meal along with a lot of others, and just they served so many people, just so much enthusiasm and excitement from the crew there. The food was fantastic as always, and just my family really just had a great time sitting down, eating a meal together. I think so many times we think, oh, okay, drive through and we got to get on to whatever our next thing is. So the chance to just sit down in a beautiful new Culver's and enjoy that meal together. So thank you so much to Corey and Paige, Raquel, and the whole team there at Culver's for a wonderful time. Stopped by the library afterward, which is always a lot of fun, too, and just enjoyed a great Saturday. Badgers game didn't go quite as I can't say how we hoped. I really didn't think they were going to win that game. But, you know, it is what it is.
I didn't miss a lot of that.
Yeah, I didn't actually sit down and watch it because I didn't think it was going to go real well. But kept tabs on it. But still a great Saturday. And then Sunday, going to church. And thank you so much to the Rogers family from our church. They invited just a bunch of folks out to their place out in Chautauqua, too, with just big yard and all sorts of games and activities. And so it's just they had served chili. They provide the chili and then potluck for the sides and desserts. And just so many folks from church enjoying a beautiful, beautiful September Sunday evening together. The kids got wet and muddy and dirty and excited. And everybody enjoyed the food and the bonfire. And it was a wonderful time together. So thank you so much to Derek and Alana for hosting that wonderful get together yesterday. And came home tired and very satisfied with the weekend. So can't complain at all.
There you go. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Three jokes apiece, Caleb and I. So here we go. On a Make Us Laugh Monday, the bald man asked his friend, do you know where I can get a toupee? And he was told, not off the top of my head.
Well, I will admit here on this Monday that I might be scraping the bottom of the barrel with some jokes that I had saved before. But so a young man meets a young lady at a get-together, and he says, so what do you do? And she says, I flip houses. And he says, wow, you must be really strong.
There we go.
They just get better from there, folks.
Yeah, right. Someone glued my deck of cards together. I don't know how to deal with that.
All right, joke number two for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday. You're always welcome to submit your 715-396-1670. How about to start a zoo, you need at least two pandas, a grizzly, and a polar. It's the bare minimum.
It is. Hey, finally for me, you know, when I look in the mirror these days as a 60-year-old, Caleb, I see more gray hair, more tiny wrinkles, and dimming eyes. I mean, man, they sure don't make mirrors like they used to.
All right, and last joke for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's the best present that you can gift?
What?
A broken drum, because nobody can beat that.
All right, we're out of jokes. We're done for the day. Well, we've talked in the past, maybe on more than one occasion, Caleb, about with the growing popularity of pickleball, and again, huge new court here in the Lake Halley area, but of pickleball injuries, but this one, this headline this morning surprises me, a surge in dog walking injuries.
Yes, this is a study recently from Johns Hopkins University revealed a staggering 342% increase in injuries related to dog walking among American adults and children. That's in the last about 20 years.
Yeah, well, I think you have a good theory on this. Here we go. Fractures, sprains, and head trauma were the most common injuries reported.
Women accounted for 3 out of 4, 75% of the visits. Adults aged 40 to 64 made up 45% of the total visits. Again, injuries related to dog walking, a 342% increase in the last two decades.
Now, it makes me wonder one thing. I mean, are more women walking dogs than guys? I don't know. I mean, sometimes you'll see couples, I mean, whatever it is. But also, I was kind of puzzling over why. Wow, why would that be? Now, think about it now. What's been the difference over 20 years? How about social media? Everybody's got a phone, right?
And we can't necessarily pry ourselves loose from that, even when we're out walking the dogs or just walking ourselves, I guess.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you're looking down at the phone, I mean, we've all probably seen those fail videos of people walking into fountains in the mall or things like that because they were looking at their phone.
And you get so comfortable doing it and say, I do this all the time. It's not going to be bad if I do this. Now, they say to avoid injuries during dog walking sessions, you should avoid multitasking and be sure you're using a leash or a body harness that's appropriate for your dog's size.
Remember, animals are unpredictable.
Yes.
So if they see other animals, if they see, you know, other dogs, squirrels,
bikers,
birds,
motorcyclists,
anything.
Yes.
You might get wrapped up in that leash. And yeah, sprains, strains, fractures. Be careful out there.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Hey, can you play a real smooth song for my dog?
The Wib Wake Up Show.
The Wib Wake Up Show, where you never know what you're going to hear, because we're both kind of, our eyes are popping on this story today.
Indeed, yes. So apparently there's a very popular app called Strava or Strava, and it's an exercise app, but people are cheating.
Yeah. It's for tracking runs and bike rides, and we're facing a rise in Strava mules. People paid to complete workouts on behalf of others.
What? I mean, now I've heard of people, you know, with the Fitbits and things like that, where it's like, oh, yeah, so you can post how many steps you got and falsify, you know, buy that or whatever. But apparently people are paying other people to do the workouts so that they can then post as if they did them and earn the rewards?
Yeah, that's what happens. Users hire these mules to record physical activities they didn't do, allowing them to share the stats and win in-app rewards. So it turns out a guy here in the U.S. on TikTok, we're going to hear him here. He says he's been a Strava mule for over a year.
This is a hard video to make, but I have to confess that for over a year now, I have been a Strava mule. So basically, somebody will pay me to run a race with their Strava account on my phone. I did this with the Brooklyn Mile last year, and that was my mule PR. I track my stats on my watch, and then they get the results on the phone. Sometimes they give me their phone. So like this right here is a mule phone for today. Today's actually a slow mule day. This is a guy who's probably going to run a 240 marathon, but he keeps posting slow times. So then when he does run the marathon, his friends will be like, what? No way. That's impossible. A common misconception is that everyone wants a fast mule. And I would say a good chunk of my clients want a slow mule. And then the majority of the clients are just one-off muling experiences. They just want the glory for one day, one Instagram story.
How vain slash lazy are we that we will pay other people to work out for us so that we can then post about it on social media while sitting on our couches?
You know, I would have told you I thought that people cared what other people think, but this has reinforced that today.
I mean, here's the thing. So I have a step counter on my watch.
Uh-huh.
My wife has a Fitbit, and we do have a little competition sometimes to see who can get the most steps in the day. And I never, because I have a pretty sedentary job, I never can beat her during the week ever. So Saturdays, I try to really step up on the steps.
Yeah.
And so I got to 27,000 steps. Here, I'm not posting about it on social media, but I am talking about it on the radio. But I got to 27,000 steps
on
Saturday, and I felt like that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I wake up on Sunday morning, and I see a Facebook story from my little brother Josh, who's on vacation somewhere out west right now doing a lot of hiking. And he has one of those, like, wow emojis. Is like, that was quite a day. He had 60,000 steps in a day. So
more
that
kind of
put me in my place.
Yeah. But he's younger. He's younger.
He is. I have never thought of hiring a mule, though, to fake it.
to catch Lindsay.